Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business. I want to talk about business today, and I want to talk about life and how to design a business that fits your life. I talk about this a lot with my clients, right? Because life is always going to do lifey things. Yeah. Life is always going to be lifing. And to kind of not acknowledge that, it's just setting you up for a bit of disappointment, right? Because in an ideal world, I'm sure we would all be able to work uninterrupted for however many hours a day we choose, however many days a week we choose, and everything would just go seamlessly and there would never be any tech issues or calls from the school or delivery people ringing the doorbell or poorly cats or, you know, any of this stuff, right? However, all of that stuff is always going to happen. And the thing that makes business better and easier and life better and easier is just acknowledging that, right? That stuff's always going to be there and is always going to happen. So the business that you're building needs to be built in accordance with that, right? In acknowledgement with that. And just shifting that way of thinking is something that's going to make quite a big bit of difference to you going forward, right? So it's just such an important thing for me to say to you. And because people, there's hundreds of podcasts and business coaches and things out there saying, yeah, you know, smash your goals and grow to this and do that. And it's like, yeah, but if you've got caring commitments or limited energy or just don't want to do that, then that's not helpful or constructive. So I am giving you the helpful and constructive side of growing a business, right? And of designing the business that fits the life that you have and or the life that you want, right? Because you might be able to, I don't know, the more your business suits your life, things in your life become easier, right? And that headspace there then possibly allows for some adjustments in life. Yeah, but you can't change everything all at once. It just, it's too chaotic and too difficult. And you don't know, if you try and change everything at once, then you don't know what's actually working because you're changing everything, right? So small changes, that's what we want. And the reason that life first matters in business, life's everything, right? It seems daft even to have to kind of try and justify why a life first business is important, but it's not the thing that's talked about most. And that, to me, that's madness, right? Because life, I really wanted to burst into song then, na 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 na, but I promise I won't any more than that. But life is life, right? And life is the thing that matters. Business is hugely important. Yeah. I mean, I love my business. I love my clients. I love what I do. However, there's also stuff away from that. And that's what the priority kind of is. That's the reason for existing, right? Is that we live life. And what your life first business or work-life balance business or whatever phrase works for you, right, needs to kind of support is, amongst other things, your personal values. That's really so important, yeah? What matters to you, what you care about, what you focus on and why and how, what mission you're on in life, yeah? All of that stuff is so important. And all of that is about your business, but it will be heavily influenced by your life and the life you've led up to this point, right? Could be negative reasons for sure, and you want to do things differently. But your personal values are something that will bleed into your business, feed into your business, and should continue to do so, right? Absolutely. Those squashing and quashing those things isn't going to be helpful in terms of you being happy, yeah? And this is ultimately kind of what it's all about. And thinking about as well, another reason that it matters is this, you know, the lifestyle that you want to live and lead. And, you know, I guess, you know, we close our eyes and we think about the life that we want, and then inevitably it's some fancy villa there, you know, nice square edges, open verandas, private pool, infinity pool, preferably with a beautiful view. And we're just swanning around sipping exotic drinks out of coconuts, right? Or out of pineapples or something. And that isn't necessarily in any way akin to the life that you've got. And so thinking, I wish my life was like that, that's not going to happen, because there are things in your current life that will prevent that, right? And that aren't going to go away. You know, a life like that, you've got kids in school and your school is here, and that vision happens to be in the tropics somewhere. It's not going to happen, right? Not to say you can't radically change everything, but this is about building the business around what you have and what brings you joy in small levels now, and kind of enhancing all of that, right? So this lifestyle thing, it's not necessarily about upping sticks and doing everything absolutely differently in a really super glamorous Hollywood way. It's about, do you know what? If I worked a few hours less a week and got the same income, that would just make things a lot better, because then they'd have time to do the stuff with the kids. And, do you know, it's about kind of refocusing and rebalancing stuff. And when I talk about lifestyle, that's kind of what I mean, really. And it doesn't mean thinking small. Absolutely doesn't mean thinking small. It's knowing that you already have a life that you've chosen in some shape or form. Yeah. So enhancing that, you know, the expression, this is good, but what if it was better? I just think is so incredibly powerful. Right. So this is what we're thinking about here when we're talking about designing the business that fits your life. It's designing the business and growing the business that enhances your life too. And that's really cool, right? It's a really good way of looking at things. And I do really want to just kind of emphasize, actually, that this kind of approach, it's not working less for the sake of working less, right? Just it's a funny way of saying it, because you might really like working, and so it's okay to work if you want to work. Okay, your goal doesn't always have to be about working less. It's about working with purpose and enjoying this balance that it brings, right? Balance is the key word here. You know, I know work-life balance, it's like, yeah, but you know, life is more important and all of that, but you know, I really like working, right? I really enjoy my work. I really enjoy the behind the scenes work. I really enjoy doing stuff like this. And it's okay to do the stuff that you enjoy too, but it is about finding that balance that works for you. And also remembering that there is more than this, you know? There's a whole world out there, apparently, they keep telling me. Apparently it's really exciting as well, that world out there. Certainly when I first started my business, this didn't happen. So I was just giddy with excitement at this freedom and choice. And what I did with that freedom and choice was work every hour that there was. I went all in, right? I was both feet first. It absolutely took over life. I can think of times, you know, going away for a week. One November, we went to this little place in France on November. So that was coming up to my first, because I started on the 1st of December. So that would have been just my, you know, the end of my first year. And there was work that I had to do every morning. So whilst we were away, we weren't away because I had to work every morning to get all the client stuff done. And that, you know, that doesn't feel great, right? It doesn't feel healthy at all. And it leads to burnout. It leads to kind of resentment and all of those things, really, I think. And certainly I can think of, you know, in the early days as well, like, you know, there was one weekend we were going away with a couple of friends and somebody had an issue, a client had an issue with something. And they were all in the you know, we were waiting to go for a walk when we got there on the Friday. And they were all waiting for me. And I was just sitting up in the hotel room having to like tinker about with something on my iPad, it was then, to sort this out for a client. And it just, you know, when it just kind of seeps in and takes over. And it was quite a few years before I properly put an out of office on and went on holiday and didn't really do any work, quite a few years. In fact, even a couple of years ago, I was away for a couple of weeks and I did some client calls while I was away. I think two I did, because they were one-to-one clients and that was the agreement that they got a call every week. And so I did these calls. And it was in the middle of a torrential thunderstorm, kind of hiding under this tarpaulin thing. I mean, it was just ludicrous. And the Wi-Fi was ridiculous. And it, but it, that's not that long ago, right? And so giving yourself the grace and the freedom to have these boundaries in place, that not everything needs to be about work. This is about getting the balance right, yeah? And knowing when business is taking over, such as this kind of, you know, this constant stress, this working too much, or this missing out on personal stuff, you know, life stuff. And it is, there's been a real change in me in the last couple of years, absolutely. And I know I've been in business for a long, long time, but I still consider myself a work in progress, right? And this is where I always why I always share so openly and honestly with you, because I still live this stuff. You know, I'm not like I used to be, and I have really clear boundaries and I know what I want and I know where to go to. But it doesn't mean I'm fixed, right? It doesn't mean that I'm perfect. But certainly things since I shifted the way that I deliver my services. So since I stopped doing one-to-one and I launched Confidence to Grow, my group coaching space, those boundaries have been much, much easier to put into place. So, for example, over Christmas, there's no calls for 2 weeks. That's fine. There's just no calls for 2 weeks. So everybody has a break. Sure, the WhatsApp group's still open, but there's kind of no obligation there. And every month we have an implementation week where there are no calls. And so that allows for a breather and a break for everybody. So people aren't feeling pressured of having to join calls constantly. And also it allows for me, because it's my business and therefore, you know, my life that needs to do this. When I go away, I do it during an implementation week. So I don't have to rearrange stuff. So everybody knows what to expect. And it works absolutely beautifully, right? It's set up. My business is absolutely set up for this kind of life first now. And that doesn't mean that I don't work hard, put the effort in, all of that. I just don't do it all the time because I don't need to. Yeah. And it's these conscious decisions and this effort and this focus that works. And I would say absolutely that I'm kind of one of my best success stories here in the way that I've shaped and changed the business. And that's, you know, that's exactly how and why I help people too. But just to say here, actually, something that might help you if you're not kind of quite sure about what's going on is I've got a free download that you can access. If you go to libbylangley.com/guide, then you can get my guide about escaping overwhelm, and it will help you think about kind of where there's misalignment and what it is that you want from life. So yeah, libbylangley.com/guide. That will be really helpful for you. Things to think about, the kind of practical steps to adjusting your business, right? Things like boundaries, massively important. And honestly, that, you know, just things like factoring in a down week, an implementation week in your business. It depends entirely how your business is set up, right? But it makes such a difference factoring in the rest times, the headspace times. These things are so important. And only having client calls on certain days. You know, I don't do calls on Mondays and Fridays, although saying that this week, because at the time of recording, there's a lot to fit in at the moment. I do have calls on Monday and Friday, but I've opened them up very, very specially this week only because I have to get things done before a certain deadline. So that is, you know, you can make these adjustments right when necessary. But I don't, you can't book calls with me on Mondays and Fridays. Client calls happen Tuesdays and Thursdays. All of these boundaries are in place, and these things are your non-negotiables, right? You don't work on weekends, or you don't have client calls on weekends. The more you set that kind of stuff in stone for yourself, that's a real practical step in creating the business that fits around your life, you know, your life first business. Because you've got to protect your personal time, and you've got to improve your focus when you're working. That's the thing. If you, you know, like you think in a job, then, you know, you're 9 to 5. And so at 4 o'clock, you're probably not going to start anything else. So you sort of just sit there, you know, like looking busy. And it's such a waste of time, right? But you're on someone else's dollar, so it doesn't matter in the same way. But if it's your own time and money, it's just a complete waste of time. So if you say, I am going to be productive for 3 hours every day, and those hours are between 9 and 12, well, you're going to be then, aren't you? And then you can faff about as much as you like in the afternoon, or do the stuff that you know is going to take you around down rabbit holes or is less important. But setting these kind of self boundaries there are going to help you be a lot more focused. And that's going to allow for life to life. Yeah. Which I just think is just such a wonderful way of having things. Something else that you can do as well is just simplify your business, yeah? I'm going to do an episode on having a simple business because I think this is a really important topic, but just to touch on it now, the more you simplify your systems, your process, your business as a whole, the less work it's going to be, right? You can automate tons of stuff. AI is great for shortcutting things as well. But you can automate certain routine tasks, you can make templates, you know, you can have tools that streamline workflows and all of that. And what I would say to you is everything that you're doing, ask yourself if the task is essential and ask yourself if it's helping you to get towards your goals. Because if it's not, maybe don't need to do it. That's what I would say, because we're quite good at creating work, because there are lots of things we can do. Doesn't mean that we should do, right? So we can make everything really just super, super complicated. But like this podcast, for example, the first year or so of doing this was always audio only, right? And I always enjoyed it. However, then I started paying attention to people saying, well, so you should also video your podcast, because when it's on YouTube, it gets more, you know, more visibility. And then you can also do your snippets to TikTok and to Instagram and all of this. And I thought, yeah, and you know what? Okay, why not? So we did all that. You know, my VA does a lot of the work, but still I had to do the recording and all of this. And it's like... Yeah, no, I don't like doing that. So I did it for about 6 months and then stopped doing it. And the reason that I stopped doing it is because it didn't feel like a good energy for me. And honestly, it didn't make that much difference in terms of the visibility. It just didn't. I looked at some of the data and it didn't. But the more important thing for me was that it didn't fit with the way that I wanted things to feel. Yeah. And this business that fits your life is a lot about how it all feels. And so I made the conscious decision to stop doing that. And it's okay. Nothing's broken. Everything's fine. You know, here you are listening. So it's all good, right? And so those things, you know, if something's not essential and it doesn't align with your goals, which is about the direction you want the business to go in, but also how you want day to day to feel, yeah? Goals are multifaceted. You can stop doing it. And that's cool. It's your decision, your choice. Ta-da! It's lovely. If you're thinking of growing, right, I need to kind of say a bit about this, because growth is something that we are actively encouraged to do. I mean, blimey, my group program is called Confidence to Grow, right? Growth is a thing that we are encouraged to do. But growth comes in lots of formats. And that is partly why I called my group coaching space Confidence to Grow, because it's whatever growth means. Growth can be personal growth. It can be professional growth. It can be efficiency growth. It can be financial growth too, right? But it can be lots and lots of things. But the confidence is making the conscious choice. And growth can be, think about what growth looks like to you, right? Because you've got to maintain this life first approach as you do grow. So growth can be in your expertise, right? You can just get better and better and better and more niched and more niched and more niched at what you do. Therefore, you become the real expert in that little space. And you can therefore start to charge more, right? Because you get better at it. Growth doesn't mean adding more tools, more systems, more people to your team and striving for the million-pound business, right? It doesn't have to mean that. Growth is whatever you want it to mean and whatever will fit in with what your life first is, yeah? What your life dictates. So don't think about growth as just being revenue or the number of clients that you work with. It doesn't have to be like that at all. And it's very personal, right? So growth is about intention, the intentional growth rather than just growth for growth's sake, because that's just, it's just not worth it, right? And I think that is certainly what I did to start with in the early days of my business, you know, growing the team and growing the turnover and all of this. But it wasn't, it just didn't fit around the life. I mean, I changed my life significantly because I split up with my then husband and I was on my own for a bit and all this. And, it's easy to kind of lose yourself in the business and the business growth. That I would say that as a real kind of word of warning to your past experience, that this, be as conscious as you can about what's going on and what decisions you're making. Yeah. Because life is important. I want you to think as well, or I invite you to think as well about what goals and targets you do really have, right? In Confidence to Grow, we talk an awful lot about foundations. And your foundations are the things, the core to everything, yeah? They're the real you things and the things that you can't build a successful and sustainable business without having a handle on, yeah? It's things like your vision, your mission, your purpose, your passion, your fire, your drive, how you want to change the world. All those things that come from you and those things that really, really matter to you. That's all your foundational stuff. And that's how you set your goals, right? They've got to be absolutely aligned with all of that. That download that I mentioned before, actually, this will help you with this bit too. So go to libbylangley.com/guide. And get that, and it will help you with all of this. And I do want to just remind you that bigger isn't always better, right? Staying as just as you, staying as a solo business owner, if that's what you are, or in a very small team, there's so many benefits to that. There's so much additional flexibility. There's so much autonomy and choice and ability to change and react. Not that that's how you should run a business entirely, but having that freedom of space to be able to go, oh yeah, that sounds interesting, if you get approached with an opportunity, rather than being so rigid that you can't do any of this stuff. That's what jobs are like, right? You can't react and respond in a job the same way as you can in your own business, and that's a real shame, right? That's a real shame, because it does kind of dampen people's spirit sometimes, I think. And remember that whatever you set today, any boundaries that you set today, and any way life is lifing you today, is going to change. It's not going to go away, because there's always going to be people ringing the doorbell, and there's always going to be people who are poorly, and there's always, you're always going to be ill yourself and all of this, right? All this stuff does exist. However, it will flex and it will change as time goes on. And so whatever you set now isn't going to be the same in 12 months' time. So the goals that you set need to have flexibility in them for life's ebbs and flows. That's how I would kind of sum that up for you, right? You're constantly evolving, your business is constantly evolving, your life is constantly evolving. Therefore, you need to just kind of make sure that, you know, these life first priorities are remaining appropriate and intact. I guess that's how I would kind of say that. So, yeah, it's interesting, though, I think, this, because, you know, life first, we often, it sounds a bit woolly and fluffy and airy fairy and wafting about and, you know, all this stuff. But it's not really. It's just about prioritizing what matters, acknowledging that some stuff's going to be shit, but you're going to have to deal with it anyway, and allowing the business to be the, you know, the kind of, I don't know, almost the respite sometimes from stuff, but also the driver to enable to make life better. It's both. It has both functions. And I think they are as equally as important there, because it's, yeah, life's really, really important. And the fact that you need to enjoy life, and you also need to enjoy the business that you have, the business that you run, and all the people that you work with too. It all goes absolutely together. And the more that you do think about this, the happier you're going to be. And happiness is what makes the world a better place. So that, we want more of that. We want more of your happiness, more of your joy, and more of you spreading your light and love about the world. And that's what's going to make the world a better place. Right. So there you go. That's how you design a business that fits your life and the things that you need to think about in there. So I hope that's given you lots of food for thought. And I'd be really interested to know what, you know, what tweaks and changes you would like to make there. And if there's ever any questions you want to ask me, right, about my business journey and things that I've done, then do please just message me. And I save a lot of these questions up for when I do the Ask Me Anything episodes periodically. So yeah, anything you want to ping over to me, then please do so, because it's always kind of interesting to just find out a little bit more, right? So thank you ever so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.